The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I was saying for a few weeks there that I was concerned with what Trump was doing, and it isn't that I thought that he was going to lose, it's just that the momentum was with Kamala Harris. And when the soul of our country is on the line, that's not something that you want to see. And today, I am very comfortable saying the momentum is with Donald Trump. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in the last week, we have seen the largest poll shift from Kamala Harris to Donald Trump, I believe, this entire election. I'm going to show you the polls right here. Here are just a few of them, and I'll talk about what is so monumental about these polls. First off, you can see this is from Coefficient Poll. And again, I'm going to show polls today, guys, that I have shown in the past and how they've shifted over time. So this one shows Harris up too. Josh, why are you showing us this poll where Harris is up too? The reason is very simple, guys. This same poll showed Harris much further ahead before, and again, this is with the popular vote. This is not with the Electoral College. If Harris, if this really is how the election shapes out, which again, I'll talk about in the future in a second. I don't really know how accurate these polls are, but I do think that they're important to show. If this were accurate, Donald Trump would win the election. That's my prediction. I think that's what almost every single pollster out there would tell you, that if Harris wins the popular vote by 2%, it is not enough to win the Electoral College. Because if you look at most of these swing states, it came down to razor-thin margins. And then some of these states where they were always going to go for Democrats, like New York or California, they kind of, because they're so populous, they push Kamala Harris over the popular vote, but they don't do anything extra for her for the Electoral College. That's certainly true for this one. Next poll that I got to show you, in Pennsylvania, Trump is leading. And this is one of many polls that came out this week where Trump is suddenly leading in Pennsylvania. Again, Josh, why are you showing us this? He's only up by one. Understand, in the last few weeks, there has been zero polls showing that Donald Trump is up in Pennsylvania. Like none. Like, you were seeing like 1 to 2 points up on Harris, and people were applauding, saying these were good numbers for Trump because of how biased the polls have been in the past. I agree with that fully, but to see Donald Trump even ahead shows that he might even be more ahead than what we're seeing here. Next poll that I want to show you. This is all the swing states. This is by Emerson. Emerson is really great because they do so many polls. Again, I'm not saying they're accurate, but what I am saying is that they do so many polls that you can see the momentum shift. What you're seeing here, Trump up 2 in Arizona, 1 in Pennsylvania. That's another Pennsylvania poll for him. And Pennsylvania is dang important for the election. That's why I focus so much on it. Georgia, Trump is up by 1. North Carolina, Trump's up by 1. Michigan, even. I mean, if Kamala Harris loses Michigan, it's over. Wisconsin, even. Nevada, Harris up by 1. Nevada, I'm not going to lie, it's gone a lot for Harris. The momentum still seems to be in Harris's. But there's 6 electoral votes there. I mean, if he wins Wisconsin or Michigan, Pennsylvania, it's over. It's completely over. And again, Emerson is really nice because they do these weekly polls at least. And what you're seeing is that just in the last month, we're seeing 3 or 4% shift to Donald Trump. Now, guys, one more poll I got to show you. This is by RC Politics. You can see here, if this were to play out, Trump would win the election 296 to 242 for Harris. He's up 1.5 in Georgia, 1.4 in Arizona, 0.6 in North Carolina, Michigan, 0.5, Pennsylvania, 0.2. Again, razor thin. I'm not saying it's not, but there's two things that you just absolutely have to consider when looking at this. The first is that these are massive shifts from where the polls were just 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. And so do we know exactly where the polling is? Maybe not. But what we do know is the momentum is with Donald Trump. Now, if you're watching this show right now, you might be thinking, and if you watch the other shows, Josh, you talked about this on Monday. And I understand that I talked about this on Monday. But what you have to understand is that all those polls that I just showed you are out from Monday, and they represent even greater momentum for Donald Trump than I even thought on Monday. It's truly that monumental. The momentum is incredible right now for Donald Trump. Now, the other thing that you have to consider with polls is, do we know if the polls are accurate? No, we don't. However, if you look at the other two elections that Donald Trump was in, against Biden in 2020, against Hillary Clinton in 2016, the polls, like, on average were like 4% off from Donald Trump. I mean, if you look at, like, again, everyone can just go look at this. If you look at the polling averages from Michigan, Pennsylvania back in 2020, Biden was leading by like 5 to 8%. And in the end, he barely pulled it out in those states. As I'll talk about later, Arizona, Trump lost by 10,000 votes. Nevada, he lost by 30,000 votes. I mean, these are super small margins. So if the polls are even slightly off in Donald Trump's direction, again, he's already winning. So what does that mean for the election? It means the momentum is huge for Donald Trump right now. Again, I'm not saying that I know this for certain, but it's really astounding to see the number shift. I do think that it's coming in the perfect time for Donald Trump if he wants to win this thing. If you're like me, guys, and you love to read, you love picking up a magazine at times, but magazines don't really exist anymore. It's really hard to buy them. Sometimes you want to read one or two pages, but then you're kind of done with it. That is why I partnered with Zinio. Zinio is a digital place to get all of your magazines in one place. Right now, if you go online, again, it's at zinio.com. There's a link in the description below for you guys. You can get more than 6,000 digital magazines. And if you sign up, you get a month free trial. So you might as well go check it out. Some of my favorite features of Zinio is that you can actually download your magazines and read them anytime you want. So you could be on a plane, you could be in the mountains, you can literally read whatever you want. Again, you can cancel anytime. You can read it on any device. Go check them out at zinio.com for that free 1 month trial. Again, 6,000 plus digital magazines. So you're pretty much going to be able to read forever if you wanted to. Don't waste your time going to the grocery store and buying one, two magazines when you could get literally 6,000 plus for such a low price. Donald Trump is going after a voting base that I talked about a few weeks ago, and the reason why I was talking about it is because Kamala Harris is also targeting them, and it is members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And before I get into the morality of a member of the church, which I am a member of that church as well, voting for Trump, I got to tell you why you should care, whether you are a member or not listening to this. You might be listening, you might be thinking, oh yeah, Mormons, they're in Utah, and Utahs are going to vote for Trump, so who cares? No, guys. This is according to NBC. Listen to this. There is a significant Latter-day Saints population in Arizona, more than 442,000, according to the church. Joe Biden won Arizona by 11,000 votes in 2020. Exit polls show Biden won 18% of the LDS vote in Arizona. So again, 442,000 people, 18% of them voted for Biden, and he won by 11,000 votes. So it's not a stretch to say that members of the church could literally determine the entire election. It's not a stretch to say that they could swing Arizona. It's also, NBC doesn't bring this up, but it's not a stretch to say that they could also change the outcome in Nevada, because Nevada, it turns out there are lots and lots of members of the church in Nevada as well. It says here, this is again according to NBC, Trump lost Nevada by 30,000 votes. So this is not that many people. 11,000, 30,000? Again, this demographic of Latter-day Saints, of which I am a part of, I live in Utah, but, you know, the church is one church, we believe the same things. It could determine the entire course of Arizona and Nevada swinging, and potentially the entire race. So Trump is going to Arizona to talk to some LDS political leaders on Sunday, and I think that's absolutely fantastic, and it's necessary for him to make that difference in Arizona and Nevada, because if you look at the polling right now, Arizona's starting to look pretty dang good for Trump. Nevada, on the other hand, is starting to go for Kamala Harris quite a bit. And so that's the political kind of electoral side of it. The question is, will members of the Church of Jesus Christ vote for Trump? And I want to break down what the difference fundamentally is between Trump and Kamala Harris for members of the church. I was interviewing a professor at BYU this week, actually. BYU is the church-sponsored school. And he said something that is perfect for this. He said, voting, these are pretty much his exact words. He said, voting is not commitment. It's not love. Voting is moving a piece on the chessboard. And I think that is brilliant. And frankly, a breath of fresh air, especially because if you know anything about BYU, you know there are some woke professors there. So for this professor to say that, I actually really appreciated that. In other words, it doesn't mean that you love the person that you're voting for. What it means is that they will do what you want them to do when they're in power. And so this is why I said in my other video where I was talking about Latter-day Saints that they cannot vote for Kamala Harris. They just can't do it. I'll explain why. And again, I'm not here saying the official doctrine of the church in terms of there's no doctrine in the church saying you have to vote for Donald Trump. You have to vote for Kamala Harris. I'm not. The church hasn't come out and endorsed a candidate. This is one Latter-day Saint just logically telling you why voting for Kamala Harris is illogical. You cannot do it as a member of the church. Here are two essential doctrines in the church. These are just two examples. Marriage is between a man and a woman, and abortion is a serious, serious sin. Two very fundamental, non-changing doctrines in the church. These are both things that Kamala Harris wants to openly encourage and legislate. So then, again, and I'll take this is the counter-argument, right? Members of the church that don't like Trump will come to me and they'll say, but how can I vote for him when he is fornicated and when he's cheated and committed other sins? And I hear you. But again, I go back to what I said about that BYU professor. This is the difference, guys, and I want every Latter-day Saint to listen to what I'm about to say. And if you're a Christian or anybody, this doesn't really just apply to Latter-day Saints. I want you to hear what I have to say about this. Donald Trump, with all of his sins and his mistakes, is not trying to legislate them. He's not trying to legislate adultery or fornication, sleeping with porn stars, things that I don't think are good. I don't think they're good. I don't think anyone should think they're good. I don't even think Donald Trump thinks they're good. I don't. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, though, is trying to legislate homosexuality and abortion. I'm not putting words in her mouth. I'm really not trying to straw man this. She wants abortion to be readily available. In fact, she wants more people to have abortions. She wants more people to be openly gay and act upon that. Obviously, I don't believe being gay is a sin. What I'm talking about here is acting upon that temptation. So you should vote for Donald Trump knowing that he is a sinner, yes, but that he will protect your freedom of religion as well as promote and legislate the doctrine of the church. But if you vote for Kamala Harris, you are still voting for a sinner, but also one that hates your values and your doctrine and your church. That is the fundamental difference here. And that goes for Christians and Jews as well. So Latter-day Saints for Trump, guys, it has to be in order to stay true to the truth. Well, guys, you've heard about What is a Woman, but did you know that Jordan Peterson is part of the Daily Wire as well? And he comes out with pretty much exclusive content on Daily Wire Plus almost monthly at this point, from a series on marriage to a show about masculinity. His best stuff is exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. And with my link in the description below, you can get 35% off Daily Wire Plus right now, as well as that code Peterson. Again, it's all in the link in the description below. Again, use that link because then you support my channel and you get that 35% off at Daily Wire Plus. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.